It's time to visit with the militant grammarian, Catherine Schurlds. Welcome back. What do you got for us this time?
Well, we're going to talk about things that we've talked a lot about pop culture in our discussions mm-hmm. about grammar and words. Mm-hmm. And one of your favorite subjects along those lines is the Mondegreen.
The misunderstood sort of lyric or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, today we're not talking about Mondegreens.
Okay.
Rather than words that people mishear, like a Mondegreen, we're going to talk about words and songs that most people have no idea what they mean.
Okay.
Thanks to Kara Kovacic writing on mental floss, I've devised a quiz for you. Let me warn you, these are hard.
I'd rather have hard ones than ones where everybody out there knows them.
I know it.
Yes.
Okay. In You're So Vain by Carly Simon, she sings, "You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte."
Oh. Well, this is news to me. I didn't realize that was even...
Was it a Mondegreen for you, or did you just not even pay attention to it?
I just don't think I paid attention to that part.
Mm-hmm. A gavotte is a French folk dance that was popular in the late 16th century. It was somewhat majestic and posy. And the writer said that in an interview that she pictured the character in... Carly Simon said that she pictured the character in her song making a dramatic entrance, one hand raised and the other on his hip, much like those elegant pantaloon-wearing Baroque folks did back in the day.
You can see Warren Beatty doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Allegedly, right?
Exactly. Okay, Kyle, you know the song Down Under by Men at Work?
Very well, yes.
Good. It's full of what kind of slang?
Australian.
Yes. Which is what made most of it indecipherable to most of us. Okay. Traveling in a fried-out combi.
I've never known what that is. I figured it was either some sort of buggy or canoe.
It's a VW microbus.
See, I did not... Well, buggy, I kind of indirectly...
Yeah, you got close.
But, yeah, that's what I was
But the
thinking.
Nickname comes from its German moniker... Combination Kraftwagen, one word, of course,
yes,
with lots
of
K's in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
I've had Vegemite.
You have?
A roommate in college was from New Zealand, and he would swear by this stuff. It was, he said, you know, the better version of peanut butter. So he finally got some sent to him. I tasted it. It was grease and yeast and something else. It made me gag. It was jet black. It smelled like Mr. Catfish. Obviously, it made an impression on me, but Vegemite is a spread.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's something that Aussies like to eat.
Mm-hmm. And Scottish, and it's very popular.
Is it, when you mentioned Scottish, because all the time, I know it's a totally different food, but I was thinking of haggis. I mean, that's
something I
probably would never try.
No, it's, imagine it's a version of peanut butter that's black and smelly and doesn't taste
like
you want
fish.
It to.
Okay.
Yes.
Where beer does flow and men chunder.
I don't know.
You've listened to that long and gone without looking it up.
Well, yeah, it's a fun song to sing along to.
It is. Chunder, yes.
Well, I was just going to say, when this song came out, the internet didn't exist, so.
That's right, yeah.
I just let it go.
And there weren't dictionaries or anything like that. chunder is what a lot of folks do after consuming too much beer.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Or another alcohol or spoil food or flu. In other words, losing one's lunch. Not something I would really want to sing about.
No.
Now, I don't know the meaning of the next word, Kyle, but my comedy writer friends sure enjoyed messing with it when Anthony Scaramucci was the White House Director of Communication for a couple of days. From Bohemian Rhapsody.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Queen sang, "Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?" And then I don't know how to pronounce the next,
Bismillah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. So what does Scaramouche mean?
That I don't know.
It's a traditional clown character featured in Italian comic arts.
Oh.
He's a stock character in Punch and Judy shows. Fandango.
Is a dance.
It is. A lively couples dance accompanied by guitars, hand claps, and castanets.
Yeah.
Now, Bismillah.
I have no idea.
It's an Arabic word that means in the name of God.
So it's clown, dance, God.
Yeah, right.
I think it made more sense to me before.
Really? Bismillah is used at the head of almost every chapter in the Holy Quran. All right, so what about a line from Down on the Corner Creedence Clearwater Revival. Mm-hmm. Blinky thumps the gut bass and solos for a while. Poor boy twangs the rhythm out on his Kalamazoo. So what's a gut bass?
I always assumed a gut bass was just like a bass guitar.
It's an overturned metal wash tub.
Makes sense.
That's
makes
used
perfect
like
sense.
A bass. And why do you think they twanged out rhythm on a Kalamazoo? The Gibson Guitar Corporation was founded in Kalamazoo. And for many years, the city's imprint was stamped all over their guitars and mandolins. So the name was there. He was
right.
Twanging on the Kalamazoo.
I love that. It's like you've opened up this code for us.
Yeah, really. And I mean, I don't think I even realized there were that many ununderstood words in popular
right.
songs. Okay, Jack and Diane by John Cougar mm-hmm. Mellencamp. Mm-hmm. Let's run off behind a shady tree, dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. What are Bobby Brooks?
They were pants, weren't they? They were a kind of pants.
Yeah, but it's a little broader than
okay.
that.
Okay. Clothing?
Yeah, yeah. It's a line of clothing.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Founded in 1939. The most popular and enduring item was a selection of blue jeans that are now sold exclusively at Dollar General stores.
How about that? But yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
Right.
And finally, a story about an Arkansas girl.
Excellent.
Can you tell us the story of Grand Funk Railroad's Sweet Sweet Connie?
Sweet Sweet Connie, legend has it, was someone who enjoyed meeting members of rock and roll bands, perhaps after the show.
Yes. She was the ultimate groupie,
yes.
right? Most notorious groupie. And she, quote, enjoyed the company
yes.
of The Who, Neil Diamond, Allman Brothers, The Eagles, and Led Zeppelin, just to name a few.
Yeah.
When they passed through her hometown.
Little Rock.
Little Rock.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Guess what song's coming up next? Catherine Churls is our militant grammarian.